Ezekiel chapter 7. The word of the Lord came to me, You, O mortal, thus says the Lord God to the land of Israel, An end, the end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now the end is upon you. I will let loose my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways. I will punish you for all your abominations. My eye will not spare you. I will have no pity. I will punish you for your ways, while your abominations are among you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Disaster after disaster. See, it comes. An end has come. The end has come. It has awakened against you. See, it comes. Your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land. The time has come, the day is near, of tumult, not of reveling on the mountains. Soon now I will pour out my wrath upon you. I will spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your ways and punish you for all your abominations. My eye will not spare. I will have no pity. I will punish you according to your ways, while your abominations are among you. Then you shall know that it is I, the Lord, who strike. See, the day. See, it comes. Your doom has gone out. The rod has blossomed, pride has budded, violence has grown into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, not their abundance, not their wealth, no preeminence among them. The time has come, the day draws near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all their multitude. For the seller shall not return to what has been sold as long as they remain alive. For the vision concerns all their multitude. It shall not be revoked. Because of their iniquity, they cannot maintain their lives. They have blown the horn and made everything ready, but no one goes to battle, for my wrath is upon all their multitude. The sword is outside, pestilence and famine are inside. Those in the field die by the sword, those in the city, famine and pestilence devour them. If any survivors escape, they shall be found on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning over their iniquity. All hands shall grow feeble, all knees turn to water. They shall put on sackcloth, horror shall cover them. Shame shall be on all faces, baldness on all their heads. They shall fling their silver into the streets, their gold shall be treated as unclean. Their silver and gold cannot save them on the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it was the stumbling block of their iniquity. From their beautiful ornament, in which they took pride, they made their abominable images, their detestable things. Therefore I will make of it an unclean thing to them. I will hand it over to strangers as booty, to the wicked of the earth as plunder. They shall profane it. I will avert my face from them, so that they may profane my treasured place. The violent shall enter it, they shall profane it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, the city is full of violence. I will bring the worst of the nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the arrogance of the strong, and their holy places shall be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster comes upon disaster, rumor follows rumor. They shall keep seeking a vision from the prophet. Instruction shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn, the prince shall be wrapped in despair, and the hands of the people of the land shall tremble. According to their way I will deal with them, according to their own judgments I will judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 8. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, with the elders of Judah sitting before me, the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. I looked, and there was a figure that looked like a human being. Below what appeared to be its loins it was fire, and above the loins it was like the appearance of brightness, like gleaming amber. It stretched out the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the gateway of the inner court that faces north, to the seat of the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. And the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I had seen in the valley. Then God said to me, O mortal, lift up your eyes now in the direction of the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north, and there, north of the altar gate in the entrance, was this image of jealousy. He said to me, Mortal, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel are committing here to drive me far from my sanctuary? Yet you will see still greater abominations. And he brought me to the entrance of the court. I looked, and there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Mortal, dig through the wall. And when I dug through the wall, there was an entrance. He said to me, Go in and see the vile abominations that they are committing here. So I went in and looked. There, portrayed on the wall all around, were all kinds of creeping things and loathsome animals, and all the idols of the house of Israel. Before them stood 70 of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazaniah son of Shaphan standing among them. Each had his censer in his hand, and the fragrant cloud of incense was ascending. Then he said to me, Mortal, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each in his room of images? For they say, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He said also to me, You will see still greater abominations that they are committing. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord. Women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O mortal? You will see still greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord. There, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, prostrating themselves to the sun toward the east. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O mortal? Is it not bad enough that the house of Judah commits the abominations done here? Must they fill the land with violence and provoke my anger still further? See, they are putting the branch to their nose. Therefore I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my hearing with a loud voice, I will not listen to them. Ezekiel chapter 9. Then he cried in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, Draw near, you executioners of the city, each with his destroying weapon in his hand. And 6 men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his weapon for slaughter in his hand. Among them was a man clothed in linen, with a writing case at his side. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub on which it rested to the threshold of the house. The Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing case at his side, and said to him, Go through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of those who sigh and groan over all the abominations that are committed in it. To the others he said in my hearing, Pass through the city after him, and kill. Your eye shall not spare, and you shall show no pity. Cut down old men and young women, little children and women, but touch no one who has the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were in front of the house. Then he said to them, Defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go. So they went out and killed in the city. While they were killing, and I was left alone, I fell prostrate on my face and cried out, Ah, Lord God, will you destroy all who remain of Israel as you pour out your wrath upon Jerusalem? He said to me, The guilt of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of bloodshed and the city full of perversity, for they say, The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. As for me, my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity, but I will bring down their deeds upon their heads. Then the man clothed in linen, with the writing case at his side, brought back word, saying, I have done as you commanded me.